curtain has just fallen on the last act of Dancing Slippers, the season's musical hit. And the salvos of applause you hear are directed at the beautiful star, Mitzi Mannering, who is curtsying gracefully to her almost hysterical audience. This, she believes, is the most dramatic time of her life, and this moment the greatest emotional experience possible. But she's wrong. This is only the beginning. Today's radio play, The Duchess of Despair, is based on a most interesting story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Backstage at the theater where Dancing Slippers is playing, Pop Griswold, the doorman, is having his hands full with the stage door johnnies who are clamoring for an interview with their idol, Mitzi Mannering.
Hold on, gentlemen, hold on. Nobody's allowed in the dressing rooms after the performance. Rule of the management. I'm sorry, gentlemen. I didn't make the rules, so I can't make any exceptions.
Miss Mannering will thank you to take me to it, Pop.
Indeed, now. And who might you be?
Well, I might be Duke of Edmonton if it wasn't for an older brother. But at present, I'm only the Marquess of Abingdon.
Begging your pardon, sir. But is Miss Mannering expecting you, sir?
Ah, there you have me, Pop. There you have me. No.
I'm sorry, but orders is orders. Nobody's allowed in the dressing room.
After the performance, I know.
I thought for a moment when you said Miss Mannering would thank me for taking you to her that you had an appointment with her, sir.
No, I haven't any appointment, but I still insist she will thank you for taking me to her.
May I be so bold, sir, as to ask why?
You may, and I'll tell you. Because I'm going to make Miss Mannering my wife.
You are? Why, I didn't know she was engaged.
Oh, she isn't yet, but she will be soon. Oh, go ahead and laugh if you want to, gentlemen. But you'll see. Mitzi Mannering will soon be the first lady of the land. Well, Mitzi?
Yes, George?
Are you sorry you gave up the stage to marry me?
Oh, of course not. You know that.
The past year hasn't been all milk and honey for you, my dear. I know that.
But I've had you and, well, that's been more than enough.
You're sweet, Mitzi. Oh,
there's another band, George. Do you think we'll really have war?
Why do you suppose we're mobilizing troops, darling? Of course we're going to have war. A bang-up good one.
Why, George, you sound as though you were glad.
Glad? Sure I am. We Melroses are army men, fighting men. Didn't I marry you in spite of my family's objections to the match?
Yes, but I...
Once we get our dander up, nothing can stop us. And the way Germany is acting with poor little Belgium makes my blood boil.
You're going to enlist. I can see it in your face.
Yes, Mattia. I've made up my mind to join up. I wasn't going to tell you until after I'd taken the king's shilling, but you might as well know.
No, you mustn't go, George.
Is this Lady Melrose talking? Wife of the future Duke of Edmonton, whose ancestors have been soldiers for generations?
No, this is your wife, Mitzi, talking to you, the man she loves. That's all.
Come, darling, you mustn't try to make me a coward, and you must be brave as befits a soldier's wife.
Oh, George is awake. Oh, what should have come of him when you don't come marching back?
Mitzi, darling, you mustn't take it like this. I'll come marching back, all right. Why, we'll just run over to France, teach those Deutschers a lesson, and be home before you know it.
Is mistaken. His bang-up good war lasts much longer than he or his Mitzi expects. The weeks stretch into months. Years. 1915. 1916. 1917. 1918. then, suddenly, one gray morning in November, all firing ceases. The armistice has been signed. The picture changes. The band still plays, but for a different purpose. The crowd still cheers, but with joy instead of patriotic approbation. Back home again, George, too, has changed. He didn't die, but his love for Mitzi did. Soon they separate, and he takes his son with him to be raised as an heir apparent to the dukedom should be. A few years pass, and we find Mitzi sitting in a dressing room tent of a carnival.
Hey, Mitzi, what you reading?
The society page. Sure, why not?
Come off now. Don't tell me you're a lady who's just playing the tank towns at a carnival for the thrill of it.
Think you're smart, don't you, Flo? Well, suppose I were to tell you that I am a lady. Huh? That would surprise you, wouldn't it?
Just about drop dead.
Well, I am.
What?
Lady Melrose. Now, why don't you go ahead and drop dead?
Well, I said I just about. So, you're a Lady Mitzi Melrose. I've got you.
Yeah, that's me, all right. A Duchess of Despair. It's a good laugh, eh?
Say, I shouldn't be calling you Mitzi. It's your ladyship or something, ain't it?
Oh, forget it. Mitzi's good enough for me, and listen, Flo.
Yeah?
Not a word of this to anybody in the troop. Promise.
Sure, I promise. Gee, and to think I've been telling around with royalty.
Oh, keep still. It just slips out. I never intended anybody to know, so forget all about it, see? Go ahead with your reading and leave me to mine.
Okay, Mitzi. Holy... Say, Mitzi, think of angels and you'll hear their wings.
What's the matter?
Did you ever have a kid?
Why, what's that to you?
Nothing to me, but if you did, this may be something to you. Look, it says here, Master George Edward David Melrose, son of the Duke of Erminster, Lord George Melrose, has been reported in delicate health.
Oh.
And the Duke has issued orders to procure a special governess to look after him. A woman from a French nursing home is said to be on her way to Casement Castle.
Yes, let me see that.
Well,
let me see it. Oh, Georgie. My little Georgie. Oh, if I could only be with you. If only I could... Flo.
Yeah?
Flo, I've got it. I'm going to nurse him myself.
Oh, Mitzi, you must be crazy.
No, I'm not.
Say, I read all about your affair in the papers and how your husband got evidence for his divorce. Why, they'll throw you out of the house as soon as they lay eyes on you.
Oh, no, they won't. A woman from a French nursing home is on her way to Casement Castle. You bet she is. With a French accent and a pair of dark glasses, I'm that woman.
Don't be a fool, Mitzi.
Listen, Flo, listen. I used to be an actress, a real actress. But now I'm going to play the greatest part of my life. A nurse to my own child.
Oui,
mon petit Georgie. How do you feel now?
Tired. So tired.
Lie back and rest. There's a good boy.
I hear the angel's music. So, shall I know everybody in heaven? Or will there only be our own family?
I don't think there will be any family there, mon petit. We'll all belong to God.
I wonder how it will be up there. I know I'll see the city with the gates of pearl and the streets of gold and the lovely flowers and birds just like outside my window here.
Oui, chérie.
And I shall be happy there forever. I'll never be tired or sick again, will I?
No, darling. Never again.
You think Mama will be there?
Before long, I hope.
But how shall I know her? You see, I've forgotten what she was like.
Oh, you will know her. She has never forgotten you.
Maybe she won't be there. She wasn't good to Papa and me. Tina says so.
She wasn't good to you. Oh, mon petit Georgie,
Alive after she left you with one of sorrow. Her heart broke, wanting you and your father.
How do you know?
I knew your mother.
Why didn't you tell me before? What was she like? Her face, I mean.
Like your...
Was she pretty?
Oui.
I'm glad. Oh, hold me.
Yes.
Don't let me fall. Please don't let me fall.
No, dear, my darling. You can't fall. I have you tight in my arms. You shan't fall.
No. Goodbye, Madame Tremont. I'm going away now.
No, Georgie, no, you must not. Georgie, can you hear me?
Yes, but you sound so far away.
You must listen. Listen to what I have to tell you.
I almost mean... Madam,
Georgie, I am your mother. Don't you understand? I am your... Georgie!
Reading the society page again, eh, Mitzi?
Yes.
Oh, you were the way I read it, too. I expected to see you'd married your husband again any day.
No chance of that.
Say, sorry to read about your kid dying.
Thanks.
Say, can't you talk to anybody? What you got your nose stuck in that paper for? Mitzi. Oh, your husband's going to get married again, huh? Lord George Melrose, Duke of Erminster, who married the rich American heiress today. Well, what do you know about that? So you're slipping, ain't you, Missy? I should think you'd have stepped in there and cut her out.
It's too late now.
What do you mean, too late?
I see you, Georgie. Mother sees you waiting for us.
What the...
Mother's coming to you, Georgie.
Say, have you gone nuts, Mitzi?
Goodbye, George. I hope you'll be happy, Mother.
Shall I get you a drink? You're pale as a ghost, Mitzi.
A ghost. Yeah, that's what I'll be in a moment, George.
Ah, poison. Mitzi, you've done it. Hey, boss, come quick, Mitzi, for poison.
What was it you said, Georgie? I'll never be tired or sick anymore. Yes. Yeah. Well, that goes for me, too. The Duchess of Despair will despair no more.
Be sure to read how a young woman destined for a brilliant career blighted her destiny and died by her own hand. It will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. You will find it under the title, Duchess of Despair Kills Herself. And now we turn the microphone over to your own announcer.